24节到26节。
24 through 26.
第16章24到26节。
Matthew 16 verses 24 through 26.
还是我们大家一起来读。
All together.
于是耶稣对门徒说，人要跟从我， 就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。 因为凡要救自己的生命的，比上掉丧掉生命的，必得饶生命；人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？我们再读路加12章。Gospel
according to Luke chapter 12.
49和50。
Verses 49 and 50.
行,
altogether.
我来,
I came to cast fire on the earth. What can I desire if it is already been kindled?
Do I have the baptism to be baptized with,
and how I'm pressed until it is accomplished?
我是何等的迫切呢? 有弟兄们告诉我说, 这个迫切应该翻作困迫。
Some brothers said this word, should be translated pressed.
困就是, 被围困在里面。
It means it is encompassed within.
那迫呢, 就是压迫。
Pressed means it is being pressed.
说他感觉到, 主感觉到他里面是被围困起来, 那么也是受到压迫了。
Here reveals to us the Lord is encompassed without and pressed within.
我们再读腓立比书第二章。Philippians
chapter 2.
我们从第五节读到第十二节。
Verses 5 through 12.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他没有神的形象，不以自居与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，虚了人父的形象，成为人的样式，是有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们既是常顺服的，那么在你们那里更是顺服的，就当同济战争，做成你们的得救的功夫。好，这个做成你们得救的功夫，从前好像跟弟兄这边说过，应该最好翻作活出你们自己的那个救恩。
I think I mentioned to you before, the phrase work out your own salvation can perhaps be translated to live out the grace of your salvation.
这不是我们的工作,
it is not our work.
乃是让着救恩从我们里面活出来,
but a matter of letting the salvation be lived out of us.
再读, 哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians
第四章,
chapter 4
第10节到12节,
verses 10 through 12.
身上担着耶稣的死，是耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交与死地，是耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
This is our scripture reading.
前几次和弟兄姊妹讲过这个提摩太前书、后书和提多书。
A while back, I mentioned the fellowship with brothers and sisters, First and Second Timothy and Titus.
当我们读这三卷书的时候，
as we read these three books,
我们总以为说这三卷书乃是给我们看见在教会里面侍奉的一些原则。
We thought that these three books reveal to us the principle of service in the church.
但是当把这三卷书读过之后，
But once we have read these three books,
虽然这三卷书里头也注意一些侍奉的原则，
Though indeed they pay attention to the principle of service,
但是说到这一方面是非常的少。
But it only spent a little into these areas.
这三卷书每一卷书大部分都说到我们应该是一个怎样的人。
Much more detail is paid unto what kind of man we should be.
那比方说在提摩太前书说到一个属灵的男人和女人应该是一个怎样的人。
For instance, 1 Timothy revealed what kind of men and women in Christ should be.
一个做监督的和做执事的应该是一个怎样的人。
And what kind of men should be those who are bishops and overseers.
那一工人应该是一个怎样的人。
What kind of men should workers be?
那么不仅提摩太前书这样，提后书也是这样。
Not only 1 Timothy, but 2 Timothy also shows these.
那在提摩太后书给我们看见一个做基督精兵的是怎样。
2 Timothy shows us those who are soldiers for Christ.
一个在场上比武的人应该是怎样。
And what kind of men are those who are competing in the field?
一个劳力农夫是怎样。
And what kind of man should the husbandman be?
在提摩太后书第二章起码说到六方面，那人是应该怎样？
2 Timothy revealed at least 6 aspects of a man.
那么提多书更是这样。
Even more so in Titus.
所以我们读提多书的时候都不大喜欢， 不太有兴趣。
That's why we are not interested in reading Titus.
因为和前面都讲的也差不多。
Because it is quite similar to what is prescribed for.
他也说到，那我们在教会里面一个做监督的该是这样一个人。
It also talks about the overseers.
也说到，那么在家庭里头，做这个老年人应该怎样。
And talks about the older ones in the family.
一个做老年妇人的是该怎样。
Also talks about the older ladies.
少年人应该是怎样一个人。
And what kind of person should younger people be?
少年的妇人应该是怎样一个人。
And younger women.
一个做仆人的应该是怎样一个人。
And how should a slave behave?
那么也说到，那提多一个做神的工人的，他是一个应该是做一个怎样的人。
And also mentioned Titus, who is a servant of God.
那么到第三章就说到我们在社会上的我们该是一个怎样的人。
Chapter 3 mentions those who are in this in the workplace.
所以我们读着这几卷书的时候啊，他总是给一直读给我们看见我们应该是一个怎样的人。
And therefore we see all these three books reveal to us what kind of person we should be.
不大注意我们所做的事情。
It seems as though the world does not pay attention to what we do.
神乃是注意我们这个人是一个怎样的人。
But he does pay attention to how we are.
他没有告诉你说你在家里头你该怎样做丈夫，该怎样做妻子。
He didn't reveal to us how should we be husband and wife in the home.
你在教会里头你该怎样的服侍奉。
Or how you should serve in the church.
他没有给我们看见那这许多的原则。
He didn't show us these principles.
他特别注意给我们看见我们是一个怎样的人。
But he pays special attention to how we should be.
这个和世界人的看法那个不一样。
This is quite different from the people of the world.
世界人看法乃是注重你所做的事情。
The worldly concept is to pay attention to the things that you do.
你所做的事情到底这件事情呢是不是很伟大很辉煌呢？
Whether or not the work that you do attain certain degree of glory.
世界人不大注意这个人是怎样一个人。
But the people of the world do not pay attention to how you are.
你做的事情如何。
Only pay attention to what you do.
按照你所做的来评价。
And judge you according to what you do.
不管你的人是怎样的人。
With no regard to how you are.
所以那个神的思想和世人的思想啊是完全两回事情。
The divine thoughts are quite radically different from the worldly thoughts.
神为什么要注重我们这个人？
Why does the Lord pay attention to the man?
他并不注重我们所做的事。
And not pay attention to what we do.
特别是在提多书第一章第十五节那里告诉我们说。
Especially in Titus 1:15.
我想那个弟兄姊妹或许还有一点印象。
I think perhaps brothers and sisters have some concept.
那一节圣经就说，我是一个单纯的人，他所做的一切都是单纯的。
It tells us there those who are pure, everything he does is pure.
一个污秽不洁的人所做的一切都是污秽的。
A person who is defiled, everything he does is defiled.
连他的心地和天良也都污秽了。
both his mind and conscience have been defiled.
这里就给我们看见 神为什么不注意我们所做的事, 乃注重我们这个人是怎样的。
And this is the reason why the Lord pays no attention to what we do, but what kind of person we are.
你是个怎样的人, 你所做的事就是这样。
Because how you are determines what you do.
如果我们是一个对的人,
if we are a right person, things we do would be right.
有些事情虽然做得不太好,
though we do not do well in certain things.
但是那个存心动机啊,
but the heart and the attitude is right.
你知道我们的神不是看外貌, 他乃是看我们内心的。
Because the Lord doesn't pay attention to our outward things, but
我们若是,
our heart.
一个清洁的人,
if we are a pure person, everything we do would be pure.
若是我们是个误会的人,
if we are a defiled person,
你就外面表现得很好, 所以里面的动机还是误会的。
So you are, you behave well outwardly, but inwardly your motivation is still defiled.
神不是注重我们所做的事, 乃重我们这个人是这样一个人。
So the Lord doesn't pay attention to what we do, but how we are.
为了这个缘故, 一直给我们看见我们该是一个, 圣经一直给我们看见, 我们该是一个怎样的人。
Because of this, the Bible always tells us, shows us how we should be.
那是为着要我们成为, 这样一个人,
in order to make us such a person,
他也给我们有各方面的供应,
he supplies in all areas,
有各方面的预备,
and he makes preparation.
比方说他要我们成为一个, 那个, 属灵的人,
for instance, he wants us to be a spiritual person.
他就把他的儿子托付给我们,
and he committed his sons to us.
是的，儿子在我们里头做我们的生命,
so that his son can become our life.
还让这个生命从里活出来,
and to allow this life to be lived out.
让神的儿子从我里面彰显出来,
and to allow the son to be manifested within.
那我们就是一个属灵的人,
and we can become a spiritual person.
那我们就是一个合乎主所使用的一个器皿,
and we can become a proper vessel.
比方说他要我们成为, 一个主的见证,
Also, if he wants us to make us to be a testimony, to manifest the Lord Jesus,
他就给我们恩典,
and he grants us grace.
这个恩典呢, 成为我们里头的力量,
and the grace becomes an inward source of strength.
靠着恩典的力量,
by the strength of this grace, we can testify for the
Lord.
Not only we testify by with our mouth,
生活,
but in our living, in our service, in every area we testify.
比方说到了提摩太书, 他给我们看见, 我们该做一个怎样的一个敬虔的人。
For instance, in Titus, it shows us how what kind of pious person we should be, and how we should behave. He gave us eternal life. And he gave us his Holy Spirit. Through his eternal life and the power of the Holy Spirit, it enables us to be a pious person. So in everything we can be conformed to the Lord. So it doesn't show us only how we should be. And he has made preparation in
everything.
So that by his preparation and supply, we can be such a person.
那我们好多人都已经蒙恩得救了。
And most of us have been saved.
大部分都是蒙恩得救的。
Most of us has been saved.
那就我们一个蒙恩得救, 我们知道我们得救之后神的儿子在我们里面。
Once we are saved, we know the Son of God dwells within us.
一个得救的人不仅是罪得了赦免,
a saved person is not only his sin are wiped away.
一个得救人乃是得到主耶稣的人。
A safe person is one who has received Jesus Christ.
在我们里面,
the Lord dwells within.
我们都能够为这件事来做见证。
We can all testify for this.
我们也见证在我们里面, 主耶稣, 乃是活的主耶稣。
We can also testify the Lord Jesus within is a living Christ.
乃是大能的主耶稣基督。
The powerful Lord Jesus.
我们已经有了主耶稣基督。
We already have the Lord Jesus.
我们也有得到圣的恩典。
We also have received grace.
那么这个恩典是, 是极大的能力。
This grace enables us.
这个恩典是大的丰富。
This grace enriches us.
这个恩典又显出来, 显出来也是那么荣耀。
This grace manifests in a glorious way.
我们也得到了永远的生命。
We have received eternal life.
我们也得到了那个圣灵的能力。
We have received the power of the Holy Spirit.
说给我们预备的, 在蒙恩得救那一天, 这一切都, 我们都已经得到了。
What the Lord has prepared, we have received on the day of salvation.
都在我们里面。
They have entered into us.
所以我们恩得救, 那是一件非常那个大的事情。
So to be saved is a great matter.
也是一件荣耀的事。
also a glorious manner.
在平常我们常常想到我们这就不过是罪得赦免就是了。
Oftentimes we only think to be saved is to have your sins removed.
将来我们能够 到天堂里头去。
One day we'll enter to heaven.
当然这个是这也是很对的。
Though this is right.
但是这个这个这也不够。
And this is far short of the goal.
我们说我们得救所得到比得多的太多了。
Our salvation is much more than just that.
我们得到圣灵儿子。
We have received the Son of God.
我们得到了圣灵恩典。
Receive the grace of God.
我们得到永远的生命。
Receive eternal life.
我们得到了圣灵的能力。
Receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们得到了这一切，你丰富神都给了我们。
All the fullness God has given us.
他把天上各样的属灵福，然后已经赐给了我们。
He has given us all the heavenly blessings to us.
所以我们并不是一个贫穷人。
We are not in poverty.
我们乃是一个丰富的人。
But we are rich.
在外面我们可能贫穷。
Outwardly we may be poor.
在里头我们却是极其丰富的一百人。
But inwardly we are very rich.
这是我们蒙恩得救，我们所得到的一切。
These are the things we receive when we're saved.
但是有一件事情我们觉得很奇怪。
The one thing we're puzzled.
虽然这些都我们这些福分我们都已经得到了。
Though we have received all these blessings.
我们也知道，那么神所给我们这一切，那都是蛮有能力。
And we know all these things we receive are full of power.
那这一切那从我身上活出来、彰显出来的时候，也是那么的荣耀。
And when these things are manifested from us, they are glorious.
我们稀奇的一件事就是为什么我们的生活没有太多的改变。
But we're amazed of one thing, as to why our living is still not changed. 不能
说一点改变都没有。
Can't say it hasn't changed a bit.
我们有了一点改变。
There's a little bit of change.
但是我们心并不满意。
But we're not satisfied.
我们虽然有了点改变，但是距离神所要求我们的差得太远。
Though there are some changes taking place, but they are still far short of God's expectations.
照着我们的感觉来说呢，我们也觉得不能满足。
According to our inward sense, we're not satisfied.
这个时候，我们的思想还是我们自己的思想。
And much of the time, our thoughts remain our own thoughts.
并不是主耶稣的思想。
They're not the Lord Jesus' thoughts.
我们常常所想的都是我们从前我们所想的一切的事情。
Oftentimes, our mind is full of the former things.
不像主耶稣的思想。
They're not like the Lord Jesus' thoughts.
我们的情感还是我们天然的情感。
Our emotion is still quite natural.
我们喜欢的人，我们就喜欢。
We like those who we like.
我们不喜欢，我们就不喜欢。
We don't like those who we don't like.
有的是我们说喜欢的，我们就很对他很好。
We treat them well. Those who we like.
喜欢，我们对他就冷淡。
Those who we don't like, we neglect them.
情感还是像从前一样。
Our emotion remains the same.
不像那个主耶稣的情感。
It's not like the Lord Jesus' emotion.
我们意志也是这样。
Our will is the same.
当我们决定事情的时候。
When we determine something.
还是我们照着我们的思想、我们的观念、我们的经验来决定一切的事。
We decide according to our thought, our concept, our experience.
没有让主的意志、主的旨意从我们里头在那彰显出来。
Not allow the Lord's will to be manifested.
为什么我们没有这样的改变？
Why so?
虽然有一点改变，但是不够完全。
Though there is a little bit of change, but it's not perfect.
也不够叫神的心得的满足。
And the Lord's heart is not satisfied.
也不能叫我们的心得的满足。
Neither can our heart be satisfied.
这是许多神的儿女们在追求的事实上呢，一个很大的困惑。
This is a great puzzle to those who pursue the Lord.
所以看见有人虽然蒙恩得救多年了。
So we see though many people have followed the Lord for many years.
虽然也有心爱主。
They have a heart to love the Lord.
也愿意那个服侍主。
And they are willing to serve the Lord.
但是我们说显出的光景啊，还是老的样子。
But the manifestation is still the old self.
没有多少那个基督的形象。
There's not a whole lot of Christ image.
多少时候我们也唱诗，愿意让主的荣美从这彰显出来。
Many times we sing the hymn that we like to allow the glory of Christ be manifested.
但是唱诗是一件事，生活又是这样，又是另外一件事。
It's one thing to sing the hymn, it's another to live our life.
那么这些和我们属灵生活那个不能够协和。
And the two are not matched together.
这是我们大家都有的经验。
These are our experiences.
那么到底难处在什么地方？
So where's the problem?
然后我们知道难处不在主那里。
We know the problem is not with the Lord.
主所该给我们的一切都已经给了我们。
The Lord has given everything that we should receive.
他把我们所需要都给我们预备好了。
He has prepared everything that we need.
那么当然这不在主的身上。
Sure, this problem is not with the Lord.
那么难处是在我们的身上。
So the problem must be in us.
在我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候。
First saved.
那是我们想到那个难处就是我们的罪。
The problem immediately in our mind is our sin.
虽然我们在神面前的罪已经得了那个主的赦免。
Though on the Lord's side, our sins are already forgiven.
但是呢，我们里头还有一个罪的权势常常在辖制我们。
But inside of us, there's still the power of sin controlling us.
说许多时候啊，我们还是会发脾气。
So much of the time, we still lose our temper.
许多时候呢，我们里头还是有贪心。
Much of the time we still envy.
许多时候我们里面还是那自私自利。
Much of the time we're selfish.
我们里头那个罪要在辖制我们。
The sin within controls us.
使我们里头还是很痛苦。
It causes grief to us.
我们也真是巴不得那什么时候能够脱离这些罪。
And we long to be separated from the sin.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
当我们经过一些年日之后。
After some time has
passed. 我们对我们主有了真实的认识。
After we have truly known the Lord.
这位主他就是我们的救主。
This Lord is our Savior.
他就把我们从罪恶里头再拯救出来。
He saves us from our sin.
当然一步一步一点一点把我们从罪里拯救出来。
He does it step by step, little by little.
也许有的人就觉得说我们的难处还不在于我们的罪的问题。
Some consider our problem is not just our sins.
我们难处乃是在于世界。
Our problem is the world.
这个世界引诱力量太大了。
The world exerts much temptation.
是我们没有办法了，不去爱它。
And it causes us to love the world.
但是我们爱世界，爱主的心呢，就渐渐减少了。
So if we love the Lord, the love of the Father is not enough.
所以我们爱世界，里头又不平安。
And if we love the Lord, we lose our peace.
那个不爱世界，那个世界吸引力啊也很大。
But if we don't love the world, the world still exerts a pull to us.
不仅是在外面的吸引我们。
The world not only attracts us from outside.
世界它也在里面呢，在那里挥逼着我们。
The world inside of us is pressing upon us.
叫我们去爱世界。
So that we would love the world.
我们都知道，我们里头有许多欲望。
We know we have much lust.
就像圣经所说的肉体的情欲。
Just like the Bible discloses us the lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
那个今生的骄傲。
The pride of life.
你就是把整个人和世界在那儿隔离起来。
If you insulate from the world.
这里面那许多的情欲啊，那些欲望啊，仍然成为我们一个很大的难处。
The lust and the temptation still within can become a big problem.
在挥逼着我们，让我们的心那去爱世界。
They press us to be drawn to the world.
被世界所捆绑
to the extent we're captured by the world
以至于被世界所霸占
we are in bondage to the world
我们怎样才能够脱节 这世界的辖制
so how can we be separated set free from the world
这当然也是我们的难处
this of course is a problem
但是感谢主也有人在这方面蒙恩 得到了拯救
praise the Lord also raised some who are safe from
me 他们读神的话语
when they read the Lord's word
神的话在他们里面
God's word dwells within them
强起来
to strengthen them,
叫他们胜过那个世界的情欲
to help them to overcome the lust of the world,
也胜过了那个世界的引诱的力量
to overcome the temptations of the world
许多人在这里蒙了拯救
many people have been saved from
慢慢我们再往前去的时候
and gradually as we move forward
当我们这样跟随主一直向前的时候
as we follow the Lord in this way
我们看见那许多最大难处还不在于那些罪
and we discover the biggest problem is not the sin
也不在于那个世界的权势
nor is it the power the world.
最大难处乃是我们的自己。
The greatest difficulty lies in ourselves.
乃是我们这个人。
It is us.
我们这个人，我们的自己就成了那个一个捆绑的力量。
The self becomes a bondage to us.
把我们里面的生命在捆绑起来。
It binds the life within us.
叫主不能从我们里头这儿彰显出来。
The Lord cannot be manifested from within.
就好像一个那个很坚固的那个围墙一样。
It's just like a stronghold.
是把那主困在里面了。
It binds the Lord within.
是啊，我们的主是那大能的主。
Though the Lord is a powerful one.
他要从我们里面出来。
He wants to be set free.
但是我们那个自己啊，我们太坚固了。
But ourselves is too strong.
我们没办法从里面冲出来。
The Lord cannot be set free from within.
那也并不是说那个主的能力还赶不上我们的能力大。
We're not saying the Lord's power is not greater than ours.
不是这样。
No.
我们要知道一件事。
But we need to know one thing.
神赐给我们一个自由的意志。
God has given us a free will.
若是我们在那里不让主出来的话，
if we do not allow the Lord to be released,
主没有办法从我们里面那出来。
The Lord cannot come out of us.
若是我们不让主在彰显出来，
if we do not let the Lord to be manifested,
他的能力是那么大，
though he is powerful,
但是他也没办法从里面彰显出来。
He has no way to be manifested.
所以我们的自己就成了一个限制，
so ourselves becomes a limitation,
就成了一个捆绑，
becomes a bondage,
让我们主在那受到捆绑。
to bind our Lord within.
是他不能彰显出来。
So that he would not be manifested.
所以你看见在路加福音他就说到了这一件事。
So Luke tells us this.
他说到我来是要把火丢在地上。
I came to kindle fire on earth.
岂不是我所愿意的吗？
Is this not what I came for?
主来那是要把火丢在地上。
The Lord came to kindle a fire.
当然他来是带着火而来的。
Of course he came with fire.
那个神的火一直在里面燃烧。
The godly fire is kindled within.
那么从那里头也彰显出来。
It also is manifest from within.
所以我们看见我们主所显出的生活是那么荣耀。
And that's why we see the life of the Lord is so manifest, so glorious.So pure.
是那儿美丽。
So beautiful.
就是因为那个神的圣火正在那个一直燃烧。
It is because of the fact that fire of God is consuming it.
从它里头燃烧出来。
And it is kindled to the outside.
难处就是这个火怎样子丢在地上。
But the difficulty is how to kindle this fire on earth.
路加福音十二章那里有好多人到主耶稣跟前去。
And in Luke we see many people flock to the Lord.
他们带到自己的难处。
They come with their difficulty.
带着他们的问题。
Comes with their problem.
主虽然是把那个难处解决了，那个问题给他们答复了。
Though the Lord solved their problems and release them from their difficulty.
但是主知道一件事。
But the Lord knew one thing.
这个不过是暂时的就是。
This was only temporary.
不能够使他们能够得到完全的拯救。
You would not save them to the uttermost.
所以到了第四十九节，他说：“我来是要把火丢在地上。”
That's why in verse 49, chapter 12, he said, I came to kindle fire on earth.
不是我所愿意的吗？
Is this not what I came for?
他让他里面的火从里面这样释放出来。
He wishes to release the fire from within him.
不仅显在他的身上。
It doesn't only reveal in him.
丢在地上。
But also can be kindled on earth.
里面这儿都燃烧起来。
And can consume in all the people.
里头就有一个那个圣火在燃烧。
And there will be a holy fire consuming within us.
能力。
And it comes with power.
那从它里头要彰显出来。
And manifest out of it.
那么主实在是很愿意，很喜欢这样。
The Lord desires to be like that.
我们知道到了使徒行传第二章的时候。
We know in Acts chapter 2.
你就看见当圣灵在降下来。
We see when the Holy Spirit is sent.
圣火就丢在那许多人身上。
The fire is indeed kindled upon many people.
那120个人。
Especially upon the 112, 120.
祷告。祷告。
When they pray before the Lord.
圣灵在那降下来了。
The Holy Spirit comes down.
火就丢在他们的身上。
The fire is kindled upon them.
他们里头燃烧起来。
And start burning upon them.
也从他们身上在燃那个彰显出来。
And to be spread out from them.
所以看见那些人头上都有那个火焰。
That's why upon their heads they were tongues as a fire.
像舌头一样照在他们的身，照在他们头上。
Fire just like tongues.
那就把火丢下来了。
The Lord has cast fire on earth.
当主说这话的时候呢。
When the Lord spoke this in
那个五旬节还没到。
It was before the day of Pentecost.
我来是要把火丢在地上。
Therefore he said, I came to cast fire on earth.
是我所愿意的吗？
Is this not what I desire?
当他把火丢在地上的时候，
As he cast fire on the earth,
你就看见人能够做人所不能做的事。
They will see people can do what they most people cannot do.
人所不能成就的。
Accomplish things men cannot do.
表现出来人所不能够表现。
And manifest what men cannot manifest.
所以主何等的盼望把火丢在地上。
And that's why the Lord is longing to cast his fire on earth.
是呢，多少燃烧起来。
So that it was spread upon many.
为什么主不能做这件事情呢？
Why did the Lord was not the Lord able to do that?
那就是在第五十节告诉我们的。
Verse 50 tells us.
他说我有当受的浸。
I have a baptism.
那么还没有成就。
It is not yet accomplished.
何等的困难。
And how I'm impressed until it's accomplished.
他要把火丢在地上。
He wants to cast fire on earth.
火在众人身上在那燃烧起来。
And to kindle it in many.
那么必须主耶稣要经过先过经过洗。
In order to do that, the Lord has to be baptized.
我们都知道这里受浸或者受洗，大家知道十字架说的。
And this baptism points to the cross.
必须经过十字架。
He must go through the cross.
耶稣若是没有经过十字架。
Unless he goes through the cross.
火只能烧在他的身上。
The fire can only be kindled within him.
那个传递到别人身上。
Cannot be spread to the others.
只有在他身上燃烧，不能在别人身上燃烧。
It only is kindled in him, but not in the others.
何等的盼望，他说那。他说能够经过受浸。
That's why he desires to be baptized.
他说我有当受的洗。
That's why he said I have a baptism to be baptized with. And it's not accomplished.
我是何等的困乏。
How I am pressed.
主耶稣基督他要钉十那个当钉十字架。
The Lord is about to go to the cross.
这就知道主耶稣所说的受洗说的。
This is what he means the baptism.
要记着那个十字架。
through the cross.
不仅是让他身体那儿裂开了。
Not only his body is broken.
让自己，让他自己也让人裂开了。
His self is also broken.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们的主耶稣他是那圣洁、那么荣耀的。
But this is,
一个人
though our Lord is pure and holy.
但是若是让这火从他里头在那儿丢到世上，丢到地上。
And when the fire is cast from him to the earth,
众人身上着起来就激化。
Start kindling in many people.
需要也经过受洗，经过十字架。
He must need go through the cross.
需要那个舍弃他的自己。
He needs to lay down himself.
不仅在身体那儿裂开。
Not only his body broken.
自己又在这也在裂开了。
The self has to be broken.
弟兄姊妹，所以主说还没有我有当受洗还没有受，我是何等的困难。
And that's why he said, I have a baptism yet to be baptized with that. How I'm pressed.
好像被捆绑起来一样。
As though within him, he is in bondage.
你都说那么压制一样。
He is pressed.
实在盼望从里面冲出来。
He desires to be set free.
能够让丢在众人的身上。
To cast the fire on many.
但是他必须要经过十字架。
And he has to go through the cross first.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣，他虽然他是那个圣洁的那个圣洁羔羊。
But since our Lord is a holy lamb of God.
但是如是呢他的火从里面释放出来的话
But when the fire is set released from him,
需要经过十字架
He has to go through the cross first
就是何况我们这许多人
not to mention those of us
我们若是让我们的主从里头彰显出来的话
If we want the Lord to be manifested with him
我们若是让属灵的生命和圣灵的大能从里面彰显出来的话
If we want the spiritual life and the power of the Holy Spirit to be manifested
必须要借着十字架
We must need go through the cross
只有当我们经过十字架的时候
Only as we go through the cross
那个主的生命才里面彰显出来
Life of the Lord can be manifested
圣灵能力才从我们里面在彰显出来
And the power of the Holy Spirit be manifested
所以这个十字架是对我们是非常重要一件事。
Therefore, the cross is very important to us.
虽然我们有了这一切
，though we have all these，
若是我们没有十字架经历
，but without the experience of the cross，
没有经过十字架的话
，we haven't gone through the cross，
神所给我们这一切都还不能够从我们身上那个彰显出来。
All these things the Lord gave us cannot be manifested.
神的旨意还不能成就。
The will of the Lord cannot be accomplished.
若是让神的旨意成就在我们的身上
，in order to have the Lord's accomplished，
让神的荣耀彰显出来
，and His glory accomplished，
让实在成为他自己的见证
，and to become His true testimony。We must need go through the cross.
说我们光是得着还不够。
It's not enough to merely receive.
我们还需要有舍弃。
We must have denial.
不是舍弃我们的东西。
Not to deny something.
乃是舍弃我们的自己。
But deny the self.
所以主说，若人要跟随我。
That's why the Lord said, he who desires to follow me.
就当舍己。
Let him deny himself.
要舍弃我们的自己。
To deny ourselves.
我们才能跟随主。
In order to follow the Lord,
背起十字架来跟随主。
Bear the cross and follow the Lord.
我们才能够做主的门徒。
And we can be His disciples.
我们才能够把主在那彰显出来。
And can we manifest the Lord?
也能够把我们的主在那分给别人。
And can impart the Lord to the others.
那什么是那个舍己？
So what is denial?
主耶稣在地上的时候就给我们做了一个榜样。
When the Lord on earth, He set up an example for us.
他不仅在十字架上在那舍弃了他自己。
He not only denied Himself on the cross.
让那火从他里头释放出来。
To release fire from within him.
地上整个一个地上的整个一生的生活都是一个舍己的生活。
But also his whole human living is one of denial.
他是活在十字架阴影之下。
He lived under the shadow of the cross.
一直都是过舍己的生活。
He lived a life of the denial.
腓立比书第二章就告诉我们说
Philippians 2 tells us.
没有神形象。
He subsisted in the form of God.
不以神同等为抢夺的。
But did not consider a thing to be grasped.
我们的主他就是神。
The Lord is God.
他就是神的自己。
He was God himself.
他是神，站在他有神的地位。
He has a position of being God.
都不勉强。
And it is nothing to be ashamed of.
不像那个撒旦，他不是神。
It is not like Satan. He is not God.
他一直要高举他的自己。
But all the time he wants to lift up himself.
要和那个至高者。同等
to be equal with the Most High.
但我们主本来他就是。
Our God is, our Lord is God.
最初他就是神。
From the very beginning, He is God.
他与神同在呢。
He was there in the beginning with God.
他就是神的自己。
He was God himself.
说弟兄姊妹，我们不能把主耶稣跟父神那儿分开的。
And brothers, we can never separate the Lord from the Father.
很多时候弟兄姊妹有这样一个错误的观念。
Much of the time we have a wrong conception.
或者说领会的不准确。
Or a wrong concept.
那个父神呢和主耶稣是分开的。
We separate the Father from the Lord.
实在是不能分开的。
They are inseparable.
因为我们的主耶稣他就是神的自己。
The Lord Jesus is God himself.
神到地上来。
Is God came to the earth?
把他自己在肉身里彰显出来。
Manifest in human flesh.
说主耶稣他就是神。
So Jesus is God.
他 不是特神是两位。
He is not different from God.
所以有弟兄就说，那你们光讲主耶稣，为什么不讲父神？
And some would ask, why do you say Jesus and not the Father?
你们这样这样子这个赞美称颂主耶稣，为什么不称颂父神？
And you glorify Christ, but why don't you glorify the Father?
实在说起来，这是没有分别的。
In reality, there's no separation.
因为主耶稣他就是神的自己。
Because the Lord Jesus is God Himself.
当我们里面充满了主的时候
，When we are filled with God Himself,
我们里面就充满了神。
We're filled with the Lord. We're filled with God.
我们又充满了圣灵。
We're filled with the Holy Spirit.
三一神就是一位神，不能。
Triune God is God Himself.
父就在子的里面。
Father is in the Son.
子就在圣灵里面。
And the Son is in the Holy Spirit.
你在那儿摸到了圣灵，你就摸到了主耶稣。
When you touch the Holy Spirit, you touch the Lord Jesus.
你在那儿摸到主耶稣，你就摸到了父神。
When you touch the Lord Jesus, you touch the Father.
他们三位乃是就是一位。
And the three are one.
是不能分开的。
They're inseparable.
不是插着那些的话语。
This is just an insertion.
我们主耶稣他和父神同德。是一点都不勉强。
The Lord did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped.
就是神。
Because He is God.
但是当他到地上来的时候
，When He came to the earth，
圣经告诉我们说他那个反倒虚己。
The Bible shows us when He came to the earth, He humbled Himself.
那个虚己啊，就是弟兄们都在讲，就是倒空自己。
Brothers and sisters are saying the humbling is emptying of self.
把他自己倒空了。
He emptied Himself.
倒空他。因为他本来是有的
，because he was full，
说他有的可以倒空了
，so he can empty。
要是我们没有的话呢
？If we had none，
我们根本没有什么可以倒空的。
There's nothing to empty from。
我们主要是他是哪儿丰富
？But the Lord is full。
所以他倒空自己
，and he emptied himself。
他自己在那倒空了。
He emptied himself。
他把他自己在那放弃了。
He denied himself。
他倒空了，把什么东西倒空呢
？What did he empty himself with？
说他自己荣耀。
He emptied his glory.
他是谁？他是该得的荣耀。
He's God. He should receive glory.
是他把他荣耀在那儿倒空。
But he emptied himself of glory.
荣耀在那儿放下了。
He denied the glory.
当他到地上来的时候
，When he came to the earth，
我们看见他成了一个人的样子。
We saw he took the form of a man.
人可以那个许多时候说人羞辱他。
Many times men try to defame him.
许多时候人在辱骂他。
Trying to show him.
我们主耶稣他把他的荣耀在那儿倒空。
Because the Lord had emptied himself of glory.
我们看见那个图画，主耶稣图画上面头上有光圈。
And we see pictures of Jesus with halo.
当主耶稣在地上行走的时候
，When the Lord walked the earth，
他头上没有光圈的。
He did not have halo.
若是有光圈的话，那就不要讲话了。
If he did have halo, he need not speak.
哦，这个就是神的儿子。
Everyone would recognize this is Son of God.
大家都不一样的。
It would be different.
当然我们要尊重他的，是不是
？Of course, we would then respect him.
就像平常的人一样。
But he is just like ordinary man.
他并且生长在拿撒勒。
And lived in Nazareth.
一个被人轻看、被人藐视的城。
A place of this being despised.
降生在马槽的里面。
He was born in manger.
他成了一个贫穷的人。
He became poor.
所以我们主耶稣他在地上所有生活形式都像一个人一样。
So all his manner of living was just like a man.
他把那个神的荣耀带到。
Because he emptied himself of God's glory.
放弃掉那个荣耀。
He denied that glory.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们都不愿意放，都不愿意舍掉的。
Francis, this is something we are not willing to lay down.
很多时候，我们实在是没有什么荣耀了。
Many times we don't even have glory to begin with.
也没什么荣耀可以坚持的。
We cannot hold on to any glory.
但是我们还是那个。坚持我们的荣耀。
But we insist on the little glory we have.
那个古人呢、啊？我们中国古人就说的，士可杀，那个头可断。是不可辱。
The ancient Chinese proverb says, you can kill a man, but you cannot put him to shame.
你把我的头砍掉可以。
You can chop off my head.
但是你不能羞辱我。
You cannot put me to shame.
羞辱我，叫我失去我的荣耀。
To put me to shame would cause me to lose my glory.
但是我们的主不是这样。
But the Lord wasn't like that.
我们主他把荣耀在倒空。
He emptied himself of glory.
很多时候我们虽然不能还没有达到个地步，那么像这个人所说的。
Most of the time, we haven't even reached that human standard.
是那样顾到我们自己的面子。
But we consider our we like to save our face.
那就是顾到我们的荣耀。
Because we like to save our glory.
实在荣这个荣誉根本算不得什么的。
It is really nothing to speak about.
但是我们还是坚持我们的荣耀。
But we insist on that little glory.
若是在家许多时候在家里就争吵。
Most of the time we're quarreling within the house.
实在不是为了很大的事情。
Over little trivial things.
都是一些那个。 芝麻绿豆的小事情。
They're nothing but trivial things.
根本算不得什么的。
They're nothing to begin with.
但是呢，吵来吵去，争来争去，就是一直争不休的。
But we fight and quarrel.
吵的那个声音越过越大。
And we raise our voice.
争得越过越厉害。
And it become a big thing.
一个地步啊，甚至面红耳赤。
To the extent where our faces turn red.
为什么会这样？
Why is it so?
就是我们每个人，我们都不肯呢，在占下风。
Because none of us is willing to take the low profile.
我们都不肯让认输的。
We're not willing to admit our guilt.
认输就丢着脸，丢掉我的面子了。
If we admit our guilt, we will lose face.
我必须让他争。
So I must fight.
我必须要讲理。
I must reason.
那么你讲一个理，他讲第二个理。
You give one reason, I give another.
就越争越厉害。
And they quarrel.
弟兄姊妹，家庭里这样。
For instance, this is our case in the family.
教会也是这样。
And the family in the church is also the same.
说我们真是那样顾到我们的面子。
Many times we want to consider our faith.
所以有许多的争执在而产生出来。
And it causes much quarrel.
我们的主耶稣，他在地上时候就是倒空了他自己。
The Lord Jesus on earth emptied himself.
他的荣耀完全在而放弃。
Emptied and denied his glory.
他也把地位在而放弃。
And he gave up his position.
他那个是谁？
He is God.
他是和神同等的。
He's equal with God.
地上的时候，他成了一个人。
But on earth became a man.
并且成了一个服侍别人的人。
Also became a man. Of,
成了
a servant.
做奴仆的人。
Became a slave.
他甚至于给门徒们当然洗脚。
Even to the extent he washed his disciples' feet.
是那个佣人都不肯做的一件事。
This is something the servants are not willing to do.
主他竟然做这件事情。
Our Lord even would do such thing.
他做的不是勉强。
He didn't do it, he did it naturally.
因为他到地上来，他是倒空了自己。
Because he came emptying himself.
他把他的荣耀在那儿放弃了。
He laid down his glory.
他也把他地位在那儿放弃了。
Laid down his position.
他也把他的那个权力在那儿放弃了。
Laid down his power.
他有许多该得的权利。
He has much power.
有许多的可以应该坚持的权利。
He can insist on many things.
但是我们就都在那儿放弃。
He denied all of it.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们主耶稣的这样的生活。
For instance, this is the manner of life of Jesus.
他当然倒空了他所有的一切。
He emptied himself of all.
和我们何等的不同。
He is so different from us.
我们没有这些，我们要得到这些。
We have nothing, but we want to insist on it.
我们若是有了一点点，我们就在坚持，我们不肯放弃。
If we had a little bit, we would grasp hold of it.
许多人坚持自己的荣耀。
Many people insist on our glory.
许多人坚持自己的地位。
We insist on our position.
许多人坚持自己的权利。
We insist on our power.
许多人坚持我们自己所有的。
We insist on what we have.
说今天在世界许多的难处，都是每个人都是为了坚持自己。
The problem of the world is that we all insist on what we have.
不肯在而舍弃。
We're not willing to lay down the self.
不肯在而倒空。
We're not willing to empty ourselves.
我们若是有一点理由的话。
If we had little reason.
要坚持这一点理由。
We would insist.
我们不肯把我理由在而放下。
We're not willing to lay it down.
所以在彼此这中间产生许多的难处。
And it causes much difficulty.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们主不是这样。
Our Lord wasn't like that.
他是那舍己的人。
He was one who denied himself.
他是倒空了他的自己。
He emptied himself.
他所有一切他都在那放弃了。
He denied everything he had.
第二方面。
Secondly.
他降卑他的自己。
He humbled himself.
取了奴仆的形象。
He took the form of a slave.
成了人的样式。
And the form of a man.
他成了人的样式，已经在降卑他自己。
When he became a man, he already lowered himself.
他是神。
He is God.
创造宇宙万有的神。
He's God who created all.
成了一个普通的人的样子。
He came to be a man.
来过人的生活。
He led a human life.
这是何等的那个降卑。
How condescending that is.
我们都不肯，我们恐怕都不肯这样子的。
We're not willing to do that.
那今天虽然你很喜欢一个小狗。
Though you like a little doggy today.
若是让你变成狗的话呢。
But for you to become a dog.
那你一定不肯变的。
You're not willing.
你变是可以变，变过去还能变回来才可以。
You may want to be transformed to a dog, but you want the option to come back to man.
变成一个猫我们也不肯。
And you're not willing to become a cat.
其中是为狗和猫是差距离并不太远。不是狗和人距离并不算太远。
The distance between dog and man is not that far.
那个神和人的距离啊，那不晓得多差得多远。
The different distance between man and God is far.
他是创造宇宙万有的神。
He is the God that created the universe.
而我们乃是一个受造的人。
We are but a creature.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他成了一个人的样子。
He came and be a man, and became a man.
他降卑了他的自己。
He humbled himself.
他不但这样。
Not only so.
并且他成了个人，取了奴仆的形象。
He became a man, taking the form of a slave.
人群当中。他做了一个人，做一个仆人。
among men, he was a servant.
做了一个奴隶。
He was a slave.
但呢，做一个服侍人。
He became one who served.
不仅在那服侍。
Not only served.
并且服侍的地步，为了人在那命都舍掉了。
He served to the extent he laid down his life for
men. 我们的主耶稣，他是这样的降卑他的自己。
This is our Lord who condescended himself.
说他把他不仅把他所有的他都倒空了。
He not only emptied himself of all.
他也把他所是的当然舍弃了。
He denied that which he is.
他降卑他的自己。
He humbled himself.
舍弃他的自己。
He denied himself.
弟兄姊妹，什么是谦卑？
Friends, what is humility?
谦卑不是个态度的问题。
Humility is not an attitude.
谦卑也不是外面表现的问题。
It is not an outward manifestation.
谦卑乃是我们一个舍己的问题。
Humility is a matter of denying of self.
一个真实的肯舍弃自己的人。
A person who is willing to deny himself.
那么这个人才是个谦卑的。
This is a humble person.
你把你所事的都放下。能做
，so he could do all things，
但是他所做的一切事情都不是着自己意思。
But all that he did, he didn't do according to his own desire。
他所做的乃是父在他里面做的。
He did everything according to his father's desire。
他所说的是父在他里面说的。
He spoke everything that the father spoke。
每一件事都听从父的命令。
He followed the father's command in everything。
难道他做事还会做错吗？
You ask, can he do things wrongly？
难道他所说的话语会不合适吗？
Can he say things in a wrong way?
绝对不可能的，是不是？
Impossible, right?
但是他把他所是的放下。
But he laid down all he all that he is.
愿意站在一个人的地位上面。
Willing to take the position of a man.
凡事上在依靠神。
And in all things depend on the Lord.
甚至连说话行动都依靠神。
Even in speech and in behavior,
每一件事情都是从神的。
All depends on the Lord. Everything comes out of the Lord.
若不是神不说话，
unless the Father speaks,
他就没有行动。
He did not have action.
若是神不说话，
if God didn't speak,
他就不做事情。
He didn't do things.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主，他把他所是的完全在放弃了。
但是是 ，He denied all that he is.
这是舍己。
This is denial.
舍己就说到你倒空了你自己。
The denial shows that he emptied himself.
就说着你舍弃的，你把你所是的在舍掉。
Denial also shows that you have denied all that you are.
舍己就是存心顺服。
Thirdly, also he was obedient unto death,
且死在十字架上,
and that the death of a cross.
弟兄姊妹的舍己,
for instance, the denial.
他是那样的顺服神,
he was so obedient.
向他是绝对的忠诚,
he was absolutely faithful to God.
他若是不顺服, 他若是不是这样忠诚的在顺服神的话,
were he not obedient to God,
他不会被人轻看的,
he wouldn't be despised,
不会被人藐视的,
he wouldn't be looked down,
也不会被人弃绝,
he wouldn't be sacrifice,
更不会被人钉在十字架上。
And would never be nailed to the cross.
所以，当他刚刚出来，当他显在人中间的时候
，When he first was manifest among men,
你看多少人那样子拥护他。
You see people how people flock to him.
弟兄姊妹，不仅是那些一般的那个老百姓在那喜欢和在一起。
Not only the common people enjoyed being with him.
甚至连法利赛人、文士都常常来去请教他。
Even the Pharisees and scribes often came and asked him.
有什么问题，他请教主耶稣基督。
If they have problem, they would ask the Lord Jesus.
难处，他去找主耶稣。
They have difficulties, they would ask him.
他们都是很尊重他的。
They all respected him.
因为他说话行事都是有权能。
Because everything he said and did was with power.
他是被人所尊重的。
He was one respected.
为什么以后他们这样弃绝他？
And why did they reject him later on?
这样的恨恶他。
And hated him.
并且恨到一地步，他们要把他钉在十字架上。
And hated him to the extent they wanted to crucify him.
要除掉他。
To do away with him.
弟兄姊妹，为了什么缘故？
Why?
并不是主耶稣不会做人。
Not that the Lord did not know how to behave.
也不是主耶稣有什么地方亏欠他们。
Nor was the Lord shortchange them.
乃是我们的主耶稣，他是忠诚在顺服神的心。
But because the Lord Jesus was obedient to the Father,
他顺服神的旨意。
He was obedient to the Father's desire.
他看见神的旨意是这样。
And he saw the Father's desire.
他完全是站在神这一面。
And he totally stood on God's side.
他是向着神是那位的忠心。
To God, he was fully obedient.
你知道这个缘故。
For this cause.
所以那些文士和法利赛人，他们就要弃绝主耶稣。
The Pharisees and scribes wanted to reject the Lord.
因着主耶稣的忠心。
Because of his faithfulness.
就显出他们的不忠。
He revealed the other people's unfaithfulness.
这样的忠心神的旨意。
Because the Lord was faithful to the Father's will.
就显出他们的亏欠。
It exposed their shortcomings.
所以他们定义要除掉主耶稣。
That's why they determined to do away with him.
我们的主是忠心顺服。
Our Lord Jesus is faithful and obedient.
忠心顺服。
He was obedient.
顺服到地步。
To the extent.
以至于死。
Unto death.
且死在十字架上。
And that of the cross.
他不顾任何的牺牲。
He didn't care about any sacrifice.
不惜一切的代价。
He was willing to pay all the price.
宁肯给人轻看，给人藐视。
He was willing to be despised.
宁肯被人拒绝。
And to be rejected.
但是他是个忠心的，忠心的顺服真理的。
But he was a faithful person to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是舍己。
This is denial.
一个舍己的人。
A person of denial.
乃是把自己所有的倒空。
He emptied himself of all.
一个舍己的人。
A denial person.
把自己所是的当然放弃。
He lays down everything that he is.
一个舍己的人。
A denial person.
但是忠心当然顺服神的人。
Is a faithful to God.
只知道神的旨意。
Until the will of God.
不晓得他自己利害得失。
He only cares for the will of God, not his own.
只顾到神的旨意。
Only cares for the will of God.
只要是神的旨意的话。
As long as it is the will of God.
死在十字架上，他也甘心乐意。
He's willing to die on the cross.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
这
就是我们的主。
This is our Lord. This is His living.
这是给我们看见那地的榜，他给我们做的榜样。
This is the example He set for us.
亲爱的兄弟
们，
一个舍己的人。
A person of denial.
也完全在放弃。
He denies everything that he is.
十字架上舍弃了自己。
Not only denied himself on the cross.
整个的生活都活在一个舍己的生活。
His whole living is one of a denial.
你就看见那个神的荣耀在他身上一直在那彰显着。
That's why you can see the glory of God manifested in him all the time.
到末了时候。
At the end.
也见到十字架的死。
Through the death of the cross.
那个神的荣耀在哪里服侍给别人。
And he imparted the glory of God to others.
身体生命也能够分给别人。
And imparted the life of God to others.
弟兄姊
妹，
十字架乃是我们的拯救。
So the cross is our salvation.
十字架乃是神的释放。
The cross is a release of God.
若不是借着十字架的话。
Unless for the cross.
神不能从我里面彰显。
God cannot be manifested.
我们不仅是要得到神。
We not only want to receive God.
我们要充满了神。
We must be filled with God.
我们必须要借着十字架，让他从我们里面能够彰显出来。
And the only way is through the cross to be manifested.
那十字架不是一个道理。
The cross is not a doctrine.
十字架也不是那一些话语。
The cross is not mere words.
十字架乃是生命。
The cross is life.
许多时候我们以为外面的苦难就是十字架。
Much of the time we consider the sufferings as cross.
当然外面的十字架是有点苦难的。
Of course, the cross may bring some suffering.
但是所有的苦难不一定是十字架。
But not all the sufferings are the cross.
那我不晓得弟兄姊妹能不能分别。
I don't know whether you have the discernment for this.
许多时候我们的苦难里头不仅没有十字架。
Now, most of the time, a lot of the time, not only there is no cross in our suffering.
那些苦难成了我们夸耀的一个章本。
Those suffering have become the source of our boast.
我为主受了多少的苦难。
I have suffered for the Lord.
我为主那个吃了多少的痛苦。
I have endured much suffering for the Lord.
这成了我们的夸耀。
It becomes our boast.
那十字架不是不是个道理。
The cross is not a doctrine.
也不是一篇的教训。
Nor is it a teaching.
十字架乃是个生命。
The cross is a life.
不是外面的那个环境。
It is not the environment.
当然，外面的环境有许多时候。里面有十字架。
Though there may be some cross in the environment.
主常常借着外面的环境让我们经历十字架。
The Lord often uses environment for us to experience the cross.
不是所有的环境都有十字架，都是十字架。
But not all the environments are the cross.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能够懂得这件事情。
I hope brothers and sisters have discernment.
因为你很多时候你会叫你感觉困惑。
Because much of the time you will be puzzled.
有人经过这样难处，经过那样难处。
Some people go through this and that difficulty.
许多难处。
There are many difficulties.
那些难处都是我们不敢在那说想，不敢在那说期望的。
And we never expect to go through such suffering.
因为这难处是很大。
Because they are very difficult.
但是非常稀奇的事。
But amazingly.
我们虽然经过这个难处。
Though we go through the sufferings.
这个人没有改变。
And the person has not yet been changed.
我们这个人还是那里固执。
We remain stubborn.
我们这个人还是那里争执。
We remain insistent.
我们还是活在自己里面。
We remain living in ourselves.
所以看见苦难不一定是十字架。
And therefore it shows sufferings are not necessarily the cross.
借着苦难让我们来经历十字架。
But the Lord does use suffering to show us, to allow us to go through the cross.
这个是有分别的。
There is a difference.
那苦难是什么？
So what is suffering?
苦难乃是里面的生命。
Suffering is the life within.
在哥林德后书第四章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
那给我们看见一件事，就是他说基督的死藏在我们的里面。
It shows us the death of Christ operates within us.
那个死就是一个继续不断的死。
And that is a continual putting to death.
那个死就是一个有能力的死。
That is a powerful death.
叫杀死的死。
It is a putting to death.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里头有一个杀死的能力。
Within us, brothers and sisters, there is a power that puts to death.
那个杀死的能力就是耶稣的死。
The power that puts to death is the death of Jesus.
这是我们里面的生命。
This is becomes our life.
神所给我们的生命，它有一个能力，是一直在做致死的工作。
The life that the Lord gave us has a power to do
杀死的工作。
To do one thing that is to put to death.
我们外面虽然经过许多的苦难
，Therefore we go through suffering outside.
但是若是没有主的死在我们里头做杀死的工作的话
，Unless the putting to death operates within us,
我们仍然是一个活在自己里面的人。
We remain one who lives in ourselves.
主还是不能从我里头再释放出来。
The Lord is unable to be released from us.
所以不在于外面到底怎样。
So it is not up to what we do outwardly.
还在于我们里面有没有在那里能让基督死在我里头，做杀死的工作。
But it is up to whether we allow the putting to death of Jesus operating in us.
换句话说，我们有没有顺服那个基督的死在我们里面做杀死的工作？
Have we obeyed the Lord to allow the putting to death operating?
当他杀死我们的时候
，When he puts us to death,
我们是不是顺服
？Are we obedient?
我们是不是肯接受
？Are we willing to accept?
那么这是一个很大的问题。
This is a great big problem.
我们经历十字架的一个关键。
This is a crux to go through the cross.
所以我再说。
I say again,
十字架不是个道理。
Cross is not a doctrine.
十字架也不是一种的教训。
Nor is it a teaching.
十字架也不是外面一些所谓的苦难。
The cross is not merely our difficulties.
十字架乃是我们里面的生命。
Cross is our inward life.
他要在我们里头做杀死的工作。
He must do the work of putting to death within.
比方说，当我们在和别人来争执的时候。
When we quarrel with other people.
那么，从前呢，你没有得救之前。
Before we were saved.
你越争啊，你说力量越大。
The more insistent, the more we became powerful.
若是你争赢了的话呢，那么别人输了，你就很高兴。
If we won, you are very happy.
但是你蒙恩得救之后，
But after you're saved,
就很奇妙一件事，当我们和别人争的时候，你说越争啊，越没有力量。
Amazingly, when we quarrel with others, the more we quarrel, the less strength we have.
不仅是没有力量，
Not only we lose strength,
里面不平安。
We lose peace.
弟兄姊妹，虽然是很轻的感觉，
Though it is a very faint sense,
但是那一个叫我们里头觉得死。
But that which causes the putting to death,
就你说就没有平安。
It causes us to lose peace.
那个就是基督的死在我们里头，在那做工。
That's what he means. The putting to death is operating.
他在里头在那做杀死的工作。
He is doing the work of putting to death within.
要把我们的那个血气给我们杀死。
He's putting to death our flesh.
要把我们的理由给我们杀死。
He's putting to death our reason.
要把我们这个人的自己给我们杀死。
He's putting to death ourselves.
那问题是在我们肯不肯接受。
Question is, are we willing to accept it?
若是我们接受的话
，If we are willing to accept,
我们就服下来了。
We will be submissive.
就看见那个基督的生在我们身就彰显。
Then we will see the life of Christ being manifested.
若是我们不肯接受的话。
Unable to accept.
我们还是坚持我们自己意思。
We're still insistent upon our own ideas.
不管里头感觉如何。
Regardless how we felt within.
我们就是在争到底。
We're there to reason.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
到末了时候，你觉得里头寒死。
At the end, you sense a death.
没有里头没有生命。
There's no life within.
里头只有死亡。
There's only death.
里头只有下沉。
There's only
里面只有软弱。
Weakness.
说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们必须。接受主在我里头做杀死的工作。
We must accept the Lord's work of putting to death within.
他一直在我里面做杀死的工作。
He's all the time doing the work of putting to death.
在我生活里面。
In our living.
在我侍奉里头。
In our service.
在我行动上面。
In all our actions.
他常常在我里头做杀死的工作。
He oftentimes is doing the putting to death in me.
我们里头感觉够敏锐的话。
If we are not sensitive.
一直感觉到里头那个杀死的力量。
We sense putting to death with it.
那个杀死的作用。
And the effect of putting to death.
我们越顺服。
The more we obey.
我们的感觉越敏锐。
The more we are sensitive.
我们越感觉到不在大的事情上他在要杀死我们。
We not only know in big things he's putting to death.
小的事情上面。
But in small things.
甚至一点点我们的态度。
Even our behavior.
说话的口气。
The tone of our voice.
都在里头做杀死。
He is doing the putting to death.
亲爱的兄弟。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让基督的死在我们里面。
Let the death of Christ.
基督一生在我们里头就彰就就彰显。
Operate in us so that the life of Christ can be manifested.
让基督死在我们里面做工的话。
If we allow the death of Christ to operate.
基督生要显在我们的身上。
Not only the life of Jesus is manifested in us.
基督一生也要显在别人身上。
Life of Christ also will be manifested in others.
并做工在我们的身上。
This life not only works within us.
也从我里面的传递出去。
But will be imparted out of us.
做工在别人的身上。
And to work in others' life.
其实这就是我们的服侍。
This is our service.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
所以我们必须要经历十字架。We must experience the cross. 而不是外面的十字架。And not an outward cross. 那是里面的十字架。But an inward cross. 所以我最喜欢我弟兄刚才所唱的上面头一首诗歌。So I love the hymn we sang a while ago. 他说这首诗歌就是哦基督的十字架。And this is oh the cross of Christ. 我接你进我心。I accept you into my heart. 使我脱自己管辖。Save me from my own self. 完全靠父神的生命。To depend on the Father's life. 我们要依靠神的生命。We must depend on the Father's life. 顺服神的生命。And to obey God's life. 让他里头在我们里头一直做杀死的。To allow him to do the work of putting to death. 顺服。The more we obey. 我们里头也满了生命。The more we're filled with life. 越刚强。And we'll be strengthened. 越喜乐。And we'll be joyful. 也有力量。And have power. 那这是。我们的十字架是我们的经历。The cross becomes our experience. 我们必须要活在其中。We must live within it. 才让我们的主从我们身上得了彰显。So that the Lord can be manifested from us. 若是我们让十字架一直在我们里面做工。If we allow the work to continually work within us. 我们能够显出这荣耀。We can manifest the glory of Christ. 并且也能把生命再分给别人。And can impart life to others. 让别人能够得到生命。So others can receive life as well. 那个这首诗歌的第二节说的非常的好。And the second verse says very well. 他说，初级神就进入，不是380。Go out, God will come in. 他说入土你若入主你若爱主，入土你若爱主爱土。God, if thou lovest God, dust, if thou lovest dust. 初级神就进入。Go out, God will come in. 那么死己神就生出。Die thou and let him live. 如果我们从自己出来的话 ，If we come out of ourselves, 活在自己里面 ，and do not live in the self, 就进入我们里面。God will come in, 充满在我们里头 ，and fill within us. 如果我们肯舍弃我们自己 ，we are willing to deny ourselves, 神就从我们里面活出来。He will live out of us. 若是没有我们自己 ，if we're without self, 就有基督。There is Christ. 若是我们不坚持什么事物 ，If we do not insist on anything， 我们就会得到万物。We will receive all things。他讲到这就是主耶稣的十字架。This is the cross of Christ。怎样的倒空了自己 ？How he emptied himself。舍弃他的自己。How he denied himself。怎样遵信顺服 ？How he obeyed。以至于死。Unto death。却死在十字架上。And the death of the cross。弟兄姊妹，只有这样借着十字架 ，Francis only through the cross， 神的荣耀才能在主耶稣身上得着。Can the glory of God be manifested in the Lord Jesus？ 所以神将他升为至高。And therefore, God highly exalted him， 并赐给他超乎万民之上。And has given him a name which is above every name。要为主做见证。We want to testify for the Lord。若是要为让主得了荣耀。If we want to glorify the Lord。若是要让主的名能够被高举。If we want the name of the Lord be lifted up。弟兄姊妹，不在于我们。喊的声音大小的问题。Friends, this is not a matter of the volume of our voice. 乃在于我们是不是活在十字架底下。But it's a matter of whether we live in the cross. 若是我们活在十字架底下。If we live in the cross. 我们那个除去我们自己放下。We can rid ourselves of the self. 他就充满在我里面。And he will fill with it. 把我们自己舍弃。We deny the self. 他就从我里面活出。And he will live out of us. 让我们经历基督的十字架。Let us experience the cross. 怎样掏空我们自己。How to empty ourselves, 怎样舍弃我们自己 to deny ourselves, 怎样顺服神的旨意 and to obey the will of God. 我们的主耶稣他就被高举 Our Lord Jesus would then be highly exalted. 要得了荣耀 He will be glorified. 在我们身上 In us. 也在我们聚会中间 As well as in the meeting. 得了荣耀 And be glorified. 能成为他自己的见证 And we can become his own testimony. 这是今天早晨我一点的感觉 This is my feeling this morning. 我把这一点感觉交通给弟兄姊妹 I fellowship this feeling to you. 虽然我实在盼望弟兄姊妹能够领会这件事 I truly expect brothers and sisters to understand this. 虽然我们已经得到了一切 Though we have received all. 但是如果是我不肯舍弃的话 ，But unless we are willing to deny， 神的丰富不能够从我们身上而彰显 ，The fullness of God cannot be manifested from us， 不能够让我们把神的丰富分给别人 ，Nor can we impart the riches of God to others。再把这首诗歌
唱一遍好不好？
Let's sing this hymn one more time.
我很喜欢这首诗歌。
This is my favorite.
那从前呢，那么有弟兄们告诉我说，这个诗歌是是那个盖恩夫人写的。
Some brothers told us this hymn was written by Madame Guyon.
在那个盖恩夫人诗记里边也有这首诗歌。
This hymn was recorded in her book.
不对，现在我们这一本诗呢，他说是另外一位女士写的。
This hymnary says is written by Margaret Simpson.
那么，我不大清楚到底谁写的。
So I'm not so clear as to who wrote it actually.
如果我是这个诗歌，我觉得很能够把盖恩夫人整个的生活当然说明。
I feel this hymn truly describes the life of Madame Guyon.
我们所以知道她的名字。
And the reason we know her name.
我们所以从她的传记、心上的默要里得了那么大的帮助。
And we have received great help from her autobiography.
不仅是当时的时代，一直到今天。
Not only in her time, but continually throughout our generation.
这个人，他乃是个钉十字架的人。
We see this as a person who was crucified.
他乃是个倒空自己。
Who led a life of emptying herself, denying herself, obeying God's desire. And she had experienced the cross in such a way.
神从她里头那儿活出来。
And that's why the Lord can live out of her.
真是像那个长江大水一样。
Just like a mighty flowing river.
一直涌流不息。
Gushing out to eternity.
许多神的儿女们得到供应，得到资源。
Many brothers and sisters have received help.
我记得我在上海的时候。
When I was in Shanghai.
在上海医学院有一位弟兄刚刚蒙恩得救不久。
There was a brother who was saved in a medical school in Shanghai.
他就把盖恩夫人传读了三遍。
And he had read Madame Guyon's book three times.
恐怕现在你们读起来都不敢读下去了。
I'm afraid now you're not even able to read one time.
这样的生活是太难了。
Because this is a difficult life.
但他读了三遍。
But he read it three times.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Your brothers and sisters.
因为虽然有很多东西他不能领会的。
Though many things he cannot understand.
但他是从里面得了生命。
But he received life from the book.
从里面得了供应。
And received supply from the book.
因为这个人那是活在十字架。
Because he was a person who lived in the cross.
我们无论如何，不管谁写的，我这是诗歌总是好的诗歌。
Whoever wrote it, at any rate, it's a good hymn.
那我们再唱一遍，好不好
？One more time. 嗯、Listen, have some prayer for yourself and died on the cross.
主啊，我们是人，可是我们却常常受了自己的管辖。
We're mere men, but oftentimes we take our own lives in our hands.
主啊，求你的火在我们里面烧。
Pray that your fire will kindle in us.
主啊，让十字架能够活出来。
So that the cross can be lifted out of us.
主啊，让脱离自己。
So that we can be separated from ourselves.
你的生命能够在里面长大。
So your life can grow.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们这些话语。
We thank you for your word.
我们知道我们的失败是完全是在自己。
We know our failure is due to ourselves.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
求你给我们力量，我们完完全全的依靠。
Pray that you would give us strength so that we can trust you.
感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
有几件事情简单的报告一下。
There are a few announcements.
今天晚上的青年聚会是在 Oliver 家。
Young adult meeting tonight is in Oliver and Mary's home.
另外有一个青年的 youth retreat， 现在报名表是在定。定的那边，如果有谁愿意参加的话，可以跟定报名。
We have an upcoming youth retreat. Give the dates and place.
OK， 如果有
December 27th to 30th, place Richmond. And if you're interested, see Dean afterwards.
12月15号，我们这边有一个受浸聚会。如果弟兄姐妹已经准备好决志归主的话，可以跟李英凯或者跟我联络。
We will have a baptismal meeting at this place December 15. If you are ready to be baptized, contact Brother Jack or Brother Roy.
另外12月20号到22号这个周末，我们将手到弟兄来这边与我们交通，希望弟兄姐妹为这个聚会祷告，我们预备我们的自己。
The weekend of December 20th through 22nd,we have three-day special meeting with Brother Stephen Kong. Please pray for this conference. To the Lord, we prepare ourselves.
另外，香港的黄汉先弟兄寄来一些圣经阅历，现在在后面的桌子上。希望弟兄姐妹能够如果要的话，可以每一家拿一份，请每一家拿一份。
Brother Daniel Wong from Hong Kong has sent us another batch of calendars. They are located on the table behind the one per family, please. One per family.
另外一件事情报告一下，就是从前曾经在我们这边聚会的刘丽华姐妹，是王寿勇弟兄的妻子，昨天早上安息主内。
There was a sister, Liu Lihua. She used to meet with us a long time ago, and she was taken by the Lord yesterday.
现在安息聚会都还没有，还不知道以后大概是这个礼拜，我们还不知道详情。
The funeral arrangement has not been, detail had not come forth. Perhaps will be this week.
请弟兄姐妹为他们的家属的。
Pray for their families, please.
另外今天不知道有没有第一次来的弟兄姐妹或者朋友，能不能起来介绍一下，让我们大家认识。
If you're here for the first time, please stand and introduce yourself.